SOP 244. Today we're talking about topping the charts from the basement.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me by email, very easy, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting. And today we've got a couple quick topics for you. Now, the first one is, I know a lot of you, if you've been in podcasting a lot, you're like, well, the people that have the really big audiences probably started in 2004, early 2005, when there wasn't much competition and they were able to sustain their audience. Well, I was reading an article about, I guess it's called the Swerdlick family. They're from Plymouth, Minnesota. And it's a father and his two daughters, aging 10 and 12-ish. And they produce a podcast called Kid Friday. And the show is the three of them talking technology. And if you think about it, let's face it, kids love new stuff. I was actually at a McDonald's the day after Christmas, and I overheard a small child say to her father, "Hey, Daddy, do you know what I want for next Christmas?" And basically the father groaned. He said, "Look, let's not talk about next Christmas." And the kid said, "Okay, do you know what I want for my birthday?" I mean, kids love new stuff. So consequently, this show, Kid Friday, has been downloaded or streamed online by hundreds of thousands of kids worldwide. Now, the fun part is, if you look at the iTunes standings, the show is beating shows that have been produced by Nickelodeon, Universal Studios, and Disney. So again, not too shabby for a guy who basically was looking for something the whole family could enjoy. Mom is typically in the studio when Dad and the girls are recording, and she's there for kind of moral support. But they've actually, I talk about this in my book, More Podcast Money, but they've even been sent some free things. And Dave, the father, says they were contacted by Mattel. And he says, when Mattel calls you up, and of course Mattel, the famous toy manufacturer, when they call you up and they say they've noticed you, he goes, that's definitely something. So again, if you think you can't make the charts in iTunes, Dave and the two girls are proving you wrong. They're not on NPR. They're not any major backing. It's just them with great content, and they are building a loyal audience. Speaking of a loyal audience, I have a little story here. There is a show called The Faultonians, where one host is actually in Kansas. The other host is in Liverpool, England, don't you know, right? That's the worst English accent ever. Anyway, the one thing they have in common is a Skype connection, obviously, and a love of soccer and a football team called Everton, who I've never heard of. Now, the interesting thing is they wanted this A-list soccer player named Landon Donovan. And you'll have to excuse me, I know nothing about soccer / for you people in the UK, football. But they didn't really have to beg this person to come on their show. Why? They got their loyal, and by loyal, I mean global, audience. They sent Twitter messages to Landon Donovan until he agreed. Now, that strategy paid off, and it landed the Faultonians a world-exclusive interview. Now, that episode has gotten more than 14,000 downloads since its release in December. This being January, the high volume far exceeded their average 2,000 downloads, which 2,000 downloads is nothing to sneeze at. That's awesome. But also, quotes from the interview made their way to the Liverpool newspaper, as well as a story in the New York Post. So once again, a podcast is a great way to establish a global audience that, when united in an effort, can make things happen. All right, last up, we have a, if you have problems with background noise, maybe you bought a condenser microphone for the clarity and you've now figured out that when I started out, I used a condenser microphone. I now use a dynamic microphone. Today, I'm talking into a Shure SM58, but you've noticed that condenser microphones pick up everything. Well, there is a tool that can help you cut out the background noise. I've seen different varieties of this solution, and this one is for about $99. Now, please note, I have not used this item. I'm only basically talking about it here for awareness. And it's called the Prime Acoustic Vox Guard. And here's the description from their website. It says, the Prime Acoustic Vox Guard is a high-performance ambient noise attenuator designed to mount on a microphone stand and surround a recording microphone to help control the sound from entering the microphone by minimizing the reflections in the room. Made from lightweight, high-impact ABS plastic with a high-density open-cell acoustic foam liner, the Vox Guard fits onto a mic stand using the mic clip to hold it in place. Now, that is a horrible description. Let me explain what this is. It's basically this plastic picture. Put your hand out, would you, just at this point, and kind of make a C with your hand, with the, you know, your being palm. Basically, picture a microphone in the middle of your hand now, with your fingers in the palm of your hand blocking the microphone. It's basically that, and that clips onto a mic stand with the mic being in the middle, and the your palm of your hand is now foam, acoustic foam, to cut out background noise. So I've seen other different variations of this idea. Most of those are around $200-$300. This one's $99. So like I said, I haven't used this. I have seen other variations of this and have heard how they work. And if this works anything like those, it would definitely be worth the money. So if you're trying to cut out background noise, number one, the first thing you can do is instead of talking louder from back here, talk right directly into the microphone and get as close as you can without having popping peas. You know, get a windscreen, get a pop filter, same thing, and talk directly into the microphone. And then you can turn the gain down on your microphone so it doesn't have to, this sounds weird, it doesn't have to listen so hard because you're right into the microphone. By not having your microphone, quote, listen so hard, it doesn't pick up everything as much. Whereas if you are even, you know, 6 inches away from the microphone and then you're talking louder, you're going to pick up background noise. So that's just a quick technical tip on how to maybe make your room a little more soundproof. So, again, we talked today about a family that started a podcast, topping the charts, beating Nickelodeon, Universal Studios, and Disney. We talked about another podcast that's audience was united in getting an A-list guest on their podcast, showing the loyalty of a podcast audience, and we gave a quick technical tip. Now, everything we talk about today, you can find in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to reach a global audience, if you're ready to build a loyal audience, come and visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the join button. There are many different varieties there to sign up. If you want to try like a 1 week trial, you can do that. You want a month, you want 3 months, you want a year. The more, obviously, the longer subscription you order, the less it is per month. And of course, if you're ever unhappy with your subscription, you can cancel at any time, and there is a money-back guarantee. So come and visit me out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, maybe you have a question, very easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That number again is 888-563-3228. And until next week, thanks for listening, and class is dismissed.